is the Fade 5 Podcast with Brad Evans and Nate Lundy.
Place your bets, you jack wagons. Brad the Big Noise Evans here, joined by the good son, Nathaniel Lundy. Tis another rocket episode of the Fade 5 Podcast. Actually, we already have tickets in hand, so let's not waste a second of time because we're hopping over the Honk Honk Plus bus. Plus winner odds or greater is the requirement, mi amigo. And I'm looking at your pick, and it looks like you're dropping the puck and making our listeners some bucks. What do you got?
Yeah, let's give it a shot, Brad. Last Friday, you know what we did? We went with that plus 366 right out of the gate. And, it
cha-ding!
Hit. Yes, exactly. Let's do an SGP for tonight. Winnipeg, the Jets are on the road taking on the Islanders. Islanders on the second night of the back-to-back. It was the Battle of New York yesterday between the Rangers and the Islanders. So we're going to go to this one. Winnipeg is on the road. However, the expectation is that the Islanders are actually going to start what is the equivalent of their third string goaltender. And I think, if I'm not mistaken, the last time he was out, he gave up 5 goals. So I'm more than confident in Winnipeg's ability to do that. And of course, with them having Connor Hellebuck, the best goaltender in the game, in between the pipes for them, I'm feeling very good about Winnipeg on the money line. But we need to be able to get this into positive territory. So what do? We go grab the Sog extraordinaire.
Yeah.
Even Brad knows what that is. Shots on goal. We're talking about Kyle Connor. He's averaging 3.4 shots on goal per game this season. Since the Four Nations break, when they came back, he has gone over the 2.5 total in 3 out of those 5 games. And right before the Four Nations break, what did they do? Oh, yeah, they played the Islanders. Same team as tonight. And in doing so, he had 4 shots on goal. So I'm feeling pretty good about that one. We get ourselves up to plus 130 at DK. By the way, this is only a flat plus one, about 104 at Caesars. So make sure you're shopping around. Get yourself the right SGP. Winnipeg money line. Doesn't matter if it goes to OT, which I don't think it will. More on that in a minute. And then Kyle Connor to have at least 3 shots on goal. If that happens, plus 130.
Oh, a sexy juice right there. Hell of a lot sexier than mine, but let's try to make some money in the Mountain West at a little BB seduced by the juice there at plus 100. We saw the line movement this morning at BetMGM. A little flippage as New Mexico last time when this line opened, they were catching 1.5 on the road in Nevada. Now they are favored by 1.5 at an even Steven plus 100 odds at tape time of this podcast. New Mexico is rolling right now. Got a projected likely land in that 8-9 range come Selection Sunday in a couple of weeks. They're just number 50 overall on Torvik over the last 30 days. One of the fastest teams in the country, number 8 in adjusted tempo during that stretch. 115 EMG offense, 123 EMG defense. They've been forcing a boatload of turnovers to the opposition, controlling the defensive glass as well. And he look at Steve Alford's Nevada Wolfpack team. Not exactly how at the moon. 72 in Torvik the last 30 days. Yeah, good offensively at 46 in EFG offense. But a subpar suspect, not so great. 193 in EFG defense. Giving up 36.7% from way downtown. So hopefully a lot of bangs are going to be dropping along the perimeter from New Mexico. This one's going to be sweaty on the late night tip. Doesn't go until 10 p.m. Central Time, 11 Eastern. So put all together, I like the Lobos, baby. And the Battle of the Wolves, I think they will be the pack that ultimately wins in this game. So I'm going to lay the 1.5 at a plus 100 there at BetMGM. With those bets on the board, let's get after it on this Taco Tuesday with another spicy edition of the Fade 5.
Number 5.
Numero cinco here on the countdown. Let's do it for the Fighting Jimmer for Debts, shall we? Maybe Tyler Hawes. Maybe Sean Bradley's your cup of tea. Look, I love BYU basketball right now. I can't fade this team, and especially when they're catching 9.5. Yes, even against Iowa State, who righted the ship, who had a correction game the last time out because they're finally healthy. But this is too many damn points for the Cougars, a team right now. You look over the last 30 days, Lundy. They are number 12 in Torvik in the country, according to the Barthag efficiency rating, largely because they play that up-tempo pace, and they've been incredibly efficient, scoring the rock, number 10 in the nation in the last 30 days in AFG offense, shooting 60.3% inside the arc, 38.2% outside of it. They're just sopping wet from every point of the floor currently. Now, defensively, a little bit subpar. Number 198 in EFGD, but given that offense, it can overcome any of those mountains that they build in terms of the deficit. You look at Iowa State, 24 in Torvik the last 30 days. Okay, nothing to scoff at there. But 148 in EFG offense, 104 in EFG defense have been okay, to say the least. They're a scrappy team. They force a ton of turnovers. So as long as you beat the pressure, as long as you don't fold under that duress, you can pick this team apart at times. And given BYU's ability to splash from outside, I think 9.5 is too many. The back door is going to be wide open, baby. Last 5 minutes of the game, they could be down like 12 or 13. Then Iowa State in the last 90 seconds, T.J. Osselberger says, "Hey, walk on! Get off the bench, you're in!" And then BYU keeps the starters in there, guns a couple of threes, gets the cover, or better yet, they're just nip and tuck the entire game from beginning to end. So I think they're going to give an A for effort there in Ames. Give me the Cougars of BYU! Plus 9.5 at Iowa State, minus 110 at BetMGM. Numero 5 of the countdown, Lundy. Better follow.
6-0 against the spread in their last six games, and that includes four straight up wins as dogs. You know, we know what they were able to do against my wife's Kansas Jayhawks. Then you keep going, you talk about they were double digit dogs against West Virginia. And so 6-0 against the spread, including four wins straight up as dogs in those six. I'm with you. I can't fade them right now. They aren't great on the road. They're certainly a very strong team at home, but I agree with you. I think expecting the Cyclones to win this one by double figures is too much.
All right, roll with BYU and make some buckaroos.
Number 4.
Numero 4 on the countdown. Give me Arkansas, the Arkansas Razorbacks. Woo! Pick Suey! Plus 6.5 at Vanderbilt at a minus 110 there at BetMGM. I know what you're thinking. Last time out, Arkansas played. They had a field goal percentage that really was a reflection of my Calc 3 score in college. Yes, I took that class and I flunked out in a hurry. And so did they on the floor. At one point, I'm going to say it was like 13, 14 minutes into the game, they were shooting 14.2% from the floor. They were terrible. And this team right now, both cheeks firmly on the bubble. They need to bounce off, get a solid win against a quadrant one opponent, and solidify their standing in the at-large conversation. So this is a mammoth game for Arkansas. That's why I like them plus the 6.5 against those Vandy Dandies. A little bit more of a background. Arkansas is still number 30. Decent in Torvik over the last 30 days, 154 in EFG offense, despite that horrific shooting outing the last time out against, I think it was Texas A&M, and then 93 in EFG defense. So, okay, decent in that department. Rebounding, they get killed on glass. They're going to have to really step up their game there, but they usually make their hay at the free throw line. 3-point D is outstanding as well, and they'll give it a 30.4% in their last eight games. So look at Vanderbilt. Yeah, they're 35 in Torvik, but you peel back the layers of the onion, and they are a rotten vegetable, statistically speaking. 229 EFG offense, 357 in EFG defense over the last 30 days. They're good up 57.1% from two, 40% from three. So hopefully John L. Davis, Big Z, can show up from outside, drain some of those buckets. Maybe practice has been rough and hard this week. I'm sure Coach Cal has instituted some tough measures to ensure that this team goes dancing come Selection Sunday. They have to have a stellar effort tonight on the road in Las Vegas to earn that hot chicken. So I think overall, give me Arkansas plus 6.5 at Vanderbilt. Too many points in my estimation. Minus 110 at BetMGM. Lundy, better follow.
Rotten vegetables,
hot chicken. I love it.
Dirty, things were getting hot and dirty.
Yeah,
I'm like, whoa, He started off with that stupid Woo Pig Suey chant.
Hey, man, I got money on Arkansas. I'm a fan tonight.
I'm going to fade you on this one. I think you're going to get screwed by some free throws down the stretch. I think this one's going to wind up being right around 7 or 8, and your host.
Getting hosed has kind of been the name of thy game.
Number 3.
Numero tres here on the Fade 5 Countdown. Lundy knows hockey like the back of his hand. So let's drop the puck and make some more bucks. We got a couple listeners that are diehard NHL bettors, like the handsome man to my right. So, good sir, you have the floor. What do you got?
All right, let's take a look at this one. Edmonton is back at home, and they are taking on the Anaheim Ducks. All right, I know what you're saying. You're like, hey, Lundy, and this, you're saying this if you pay attention to hockey. You're not saying this if you're Brad, because you can't. You think Edmonton is like somewhere in Montana. Yeah. But Edmonton has looked like absolute garbage since the Four Nations break. I don't know what the heck happened. Do they still think they're on a break? I have no earthly idea. They have looked absolutely terrible. However, this is their first home game since then. They have been on a road trip this entire time. So they have looked really, really awful, but they're actually going to finally be back home. And I don't expect them to look that bad against a decent but not great Anaheim Ducks team. However, if you look at the money line right now, Edmonton is way up in the minus 300s, minus 350, I think, range. So we got to find a way to get creative. So let's do this. Let's say Edmonton does not need OT to pick up the victory. Let's take Edmonton in regulation. And then the standard line for tonight is 6.5. I got to be honest with you, folks. I think they're going to eclipse the 6.5, in part because Edmonton's giving up way too many goals right now. But I think they're going to eclipse that. But instead of playing that number, I'm going to bring it down to 5.5. So over at Caesars, did this one at a plus 118. Give me Edmonton in regulation. So no overtime in this one against the Ducks. And then let's see them score at least 6 goals. Folks, they may have 5 goals by the end of the second period with the way they've been allowing everything. We know the Ducks can score. The Ducks just have a problem getting the W by the end of the night. So I think Anaheim loses. They do so in regulation, but we're going to see some goals scored tonight up north of the border.
I know where Edmonton is. It's actually in southern Idaho.
Very good. It's an easy drive from Boise.
Very convenient. No doubt about it. You know what's also convenient? Going to thegamingjudes.com right now, mi amigos. It's absolutely free. You sign up. Again, I don't charge a single dime. We got all kinds of college basketball content cranking out. My bracket big board I'm updating multiple times per day right now through Selection Sunday. You see the movement of your favorite team up and down those bracket lines. Are they going to be in? Are they going to be out? What seed are they going to grab? Get all that content again at thegamingjudes.com. Lundy's always free and transparent spreadsheet lives there. My always free and transparent spreadsheet also lives there. Also do a nice start on the early week in college hoops. Nearly up 3.5 units last night there on the hardwood. So hopefully good times are going to keep on rolling. Brandon Velasquez churn out some NHL pieces as well. And we just announced that we're teaming up with the Athletic at the Field of 68 on a one-of-a-kind NCAA tournament scouting guide. You can read the announcement right now on the site. So get it all, and you can ask me a question as well. We're going to be hosting chat starting this Sunday, all college hoops, all the time. Get prepared for the madness currently at thegamingjuice.com. Click, converse, and cash. Maybe.
Number 2.
All right, numero dos here on the Fade 5 Countdown. Great horny toads. Let's do it for the Yosemite Sams. I like TCU at home, +3.5. It gets a Baylor team that is inching its way to the bubble. You look at Baylor, a team that has accumulation of losses, and they're looking like they could get number 13 tonight. A little sprinkle on TCU with the money line ain't too shabby as well. You look at the advanced data. Both these teams suck, quite honestly. They're very vanilla. When you go to the Baskin-Robbins, I get a scoop of vanilla, get a little sprinkle of Baylor and TCU on top. I mean, that's how bad they are. Baylor number 49 in terms of the last 30 days, 268 in the nation EFG offense. Wow. Wolf, that's really bad. They're only shooting 49.3% from two and 32.4% from three. 181 in EFG defense. TCU, not better. In fact, they're worse. 321 EFG offense and 239 in EFG defense. But turnover defense is the name of thy game. For the Horned Frogs, they're forcing an opponent turnover around 17% of their possessions. Meanwhile, look at Baylor. Coughing up the rock is an issue for them, as they have served up on a silver platter 18.3% of their possessions the last 30 days. So if the mistakes and miscues mount up, TCU's going to get some sprint outs. You look at Torvik, they got the spread at 1.1. Ken Palm at 2. Hazometrics at 2. Evan Mia is the only one that's outside of everybody else and kind of the exception of the rule at 5.4. But TCU, cover machines at home, 4-1 ATS. They're on their floor. And Baylor, 2-8 ATS in their last 10 on the road. Put all together, I'm taking the points. Give me again the Great Horny Toads of TCU plus 3.5 against Baylor minus 110 at BetMGM. Lundy, numero dos in the countdown. Feed or follow.
Of your picks, this is my favorite one against the spread for tonight. In part because if you look at these teams, they're both really bad on the road. Remember, Baylor was the one that gave Colorado their first Big 12 win. Yeah. That's embarrassing, okay? Because Colorado's not good this year. There's just too much youth on that team. They lost some stars, and they just need to try to get themselves recouped with Tad Boyle for next season. Because there's some talent there. It's just stupid young. But CU had been defeated in Big 12 play until Baylor came to town. So my problem with this is that with these two teams in particular in the Big 12, your best option with them is to fade them on the road. Even if Baylor picks up the victory, I'm with you, Brad. I think this one's going to be close. It wouldn't surprise me for TCU to win this straight up.
Oh, put the guns in the air. Pop off, baby. TCU. Yeah.
Number one.
All right, numero uno here on the Fate 5 Countdown. Let's stay out west, shall we? In an intrastate battle, a rivalry game between the Forks Up, that's the Sun Devils, Arizona State, in Tucson, inside the McHale Center, taking on Arizona. And I'm going to go with ASU, plus 17.5 on the road at minus 110 there at BetMGM. Just too many damn points. In my estimation, let me give it all the nitty gritty to back it up. Now, Arizona State is only 77 in Torvik the last 30 days. Overall efficiency, 168 EFG offense. Okay, not too shabby. They're shooting 36.2% from deep, which is impressive, but 288 EFG defense. They've been lousy. They're not really challenging or contesting shots. 54% they're giving up inside the arc, 36.5% outside of it. They're at a height disadvantage. Arizona should bludgeon them, should wax that glass early and often in that game. They have a sizable advantage. Arizona's been terribly inefficient the last 30 days offensively. How bad? 279, as a matter of fact, in EFG offense. Yeah, they're shooting 52.1% inside the arc, but only 28.1% outside of it. Why? Caleb Love. You live and die by the guy. Some nights he is a piss-ass hot. He's going out there. He's like draining 8 threes in a game. Other nights he's like 2-for-15, 2-for-20 from way downtown. He just keeps jacking shots with that sense of amnesia that he is suffering from. So you throw Arizona's defense in there, 104 in EFG. Good, but not great. And again, if the threes fall, for Arizona State. As I mentioned, that back door on some of these big spreads, it's cracked. It's always wide open, folks. So Arizona could come out, kill them in like the first 30, 35 minutes. Arizona State still jacking 35-footers. Maybe they hit a couple at the buzzer before the final horn, and they score that cover. So give me an issue in a rivalry game. Plus 17.5 at Arizona, minus 110 at BetMGM. My number one play on this Tuesday, Lundy. Fade or follow.
Too many points in a rivalry game.
Yep.
I don't really have a lot to add other than that. When I see a spread this big in a rivalry game, unless I'm just convinced that the secondary team of the rivalry is just that bad, I'm going to take it just because things are a little bit different in these kinds of games, as you well know.
Bingo, bango, and bongo, which requires us to give you more bets, baby. it's bonus time, bonus time. Whether in the NHL, and that's practically a guarantee. Lundy's going to be sounding the horn in that sport. The NBA, some more college hoops. And if you're real sick of Lundy, you're going to give me a spring training pick. What else you got?
No, I won't do spring training. You know, every now and then I'll sneak in some college baseball, which we'll probably do on Friday's episode, by the way, because we get into those three-game series that the colleges do coming up this weekend. So we will keep an eye on some of that. Let me go back to the ice briefly for you. I'll have more on the spreadsheet, but this is the one I want to throw out here on the pod for you. I already told you that I like Winnipeg. I told you that I like Edmonton. In addition to that, I want you to add Buffalo, and I want you to add Colorado. Take all four of those teams, Edmonton, Winnipeg, Buffalo, Colorado, put them together, four-leg money line. Doesn't need to be regulation. Doesn't need to be any of that. Just four leg money line for tonight. It is a plus 291. I think that's a great payday coming off of those teams. I'm also going to be looking at some props for Cale Makar tonight. I'll be at that game. They're taking on the Pittsburgh Penguins over at Ball Arena. Makar's on a little bit of a kick right now, especially on the Apples front. So we may be looking for Cale Makar to get another assist and extend his assist streak here. He's already got, I think, four in the last three games. I think it's going to happen again tonight against Pittsburgh. So we're going to be looking for that as well as some others. We got some good contests tonight. There's a total of 10 games on the schedule, and a couple of yes gifts I like as well. I'll put all those up on the spreadsheet for you. Brad, I'm going to make your head explode. I'm going to give not one, but two college basketball picks.
Woo!
You ready?
Yeah.
You ready? I just want to see what you think. The last couple times I've done this, you've actually been in agreement with me. One of them, I don't want to steal your thunder because I know you've got a parlay that involves this as well, but I'm going to take the Rutgers and Purdue game on an SGP. Yep. This payday is a plus 104 at DraftKings. I'm going to bring the spread for Purdue all the way down to 5.5. They just got to win by a half dozen or more. They're favored by 11.5, folks. So I'm bringing that all the way down to 5.5. All I need them to do is win by a half dozen. And then I'm doing the same thing with the total, bringing it down to 148.5 and playing the over. Torvik has this game to be right around like 154, I believe. The normal number, I think, is 152.5. Pull it down to 148.5, and then take Purdue on the -5.5 against Rutgers. You put that together again over at DK. It is a plus 104. Just real quick, why I like the over. I think Purdue's going to win this game, and they may win it by double figures. But the reason I like the over, this is cracking me up, Brad. These are the last five home games for Purdue. Let's see. Win, over. Win, or excuse me, loss, over. Win, over, win, over, win, over. They just hit the overs at home. They are 8-1 to the over at home in conference games. Let me repeat that. 8-1 to the over in conference home games. The only one that hit the under was the game against Wisconsin, and it barely missed the over. It missed it by like 2 points, I think, or they would have had the over. So Purdue plays at a little bit of a different pace at home, clearly. And so I think that we're going to eclipse the over. I frankly like it at 152.5, but I'm going to buy the 4 points down and just say over 148.5. The other college one that I like this evening, give me Auburn on the money line. I'm sorry. The Aggies are circling right now. They've lost four in a row. And not only have they lost those four, they haven't even covered in those four. So I know they're at home, and I'm going to take the total in that one to 143.5, Brad, and play the over. So again, Auburn money line, and then the over on 143.5 between those two. That is a flat plus 100 at DK. I know that's not sexy, but it's still a positive payday for us. And I will take that in a game that I expect the scoring and that I expect the Auburn Tigers to continue to roll. Like I said, something's wrong with the Aggies here over these last four games. And finally, just a two-leg money line for you tonight in the NBA. Give me Orlando and Indiana, both on the early tip in terms of the early schedule for the NBA, 7 o'clock Eastern time games. All I need them to do is win. I think both of these teams are going to win by at least a half dozen points, but I'm just going to play them on the money line straight up. It's plus 119 at DraftKings if the Magic and the Pacers get me a victory. As always, yield the floor to the fine gentleman from Illinois.
All right, Team Wamos parlay play of the daytime. And I got a little typo there on the screen because I added a leg. So it is a triple legger, not a two legger. And I just corrected that. So the Team Wamos parlay play of the day, again, three leg action. Give me Auburn and Texas A&M on the old under. And Lundy, both of those are probably going to be right on this. The number I have jacked all the way up to 160.5. Give me Boise State. Got to take the alt line against the not-so-aim-high Air Force Falcons at -9.5. Boise in a must-win situation. They're firmly on the bubble right now. And speaking of the bubble, give me the Ohio State on the money line at home in a bubblicious matchup against a Nebraska team that just lost to Minnesota at home. What the hell, Huskers? All right, I will reserve the juice on that three-legger. Let me give the reasoning behind each one of these. Basically, Auburn, Texas A&M. If Texas A&M is going to be competitive in this game, they're going to control the glass, which they can do because Auburn, despite having a Janiah Broome, a frontrunner for the Wooden Award, in uniform, they're very suspect, very average on the defensive glass. So those second, third opportunities are, I think, are going to really pile up for the Aggies in this game. The Aggies, too, are 344 in EFG offense the last 30 days. Wait, Taylor, wake the heck up, man. You got to start draining some outside shots if you're going to be competitive in this one. So I think the tempo is going to be slowed in this game. The brakes are going to be applied, and the under is going to coast in because Texas A&M, they can't shoot. So under 160.5 makes a lot of sense to me. Give me Boise State minus the 9.5 against Air Force. Here's a Torvik ranking of Boise and Air Force the last 30 days. The Broncos, 46. The Falcons, crash and burn, 295. Yikes. That's a slight advantage for Boise there. Air Force, a 323 in EFG offense, 333 in EFG defense. I know this is on the road. They're in the Springs. I think Boise's going to, cruise an easy victory. They're going to kill Air Force on the glass. One of the best rebounding teams in the Mountain West. Air Force, not so much. And remember, Air Force lost to Boise 77-59 earlier this year. And then meanwhile, the Ohio State on the money line against Nebraska. Nebraska's 76 in Torvik the last 30 days. Ohio State a little bit better just inside the top 50. In Ohio State, team is number 34 in adjusted offensive efficiency during that 30-day stretch. They've been pretty good in that capacity, shooting 37.7% from way downtown. They have also hit in the mid-70s in three of their last four home games, where they are number 35 this season at home inside Value City Arena in EFG offense. So I think Ohio State will hold home court and solidify their standing as one of my last four teams in right now on the bracket big board. So to recap, the team Weibo's parlay play, three-legger, Auburn, Texas A&M under 160.5 on that all total. Boise State on the alt line, -9.5 against Air Force, and the Ohio State on the money line at home against Nebraska, +131. Let's go, you jackals. They're at DraftKings. All right, elsewhere, Bonus time. Luddy, I also like an over and a game total. And it's one nobody was really remotely thinking of because I know SMU is somewhat still in the bubble conversation, but don't have a single quad one win. They don't have that opportunity tonight in their ACC matchup against Syracuse. And, oh, man, Syracuse, tough times right now in Western New York. But I do like the over. That number is up. Some people may say it's a sky-high 155.5, but I think it's going to finish in the 160s. Why? Yeah, I know the Q's only number 200 in tempo over the last 30 days, but they're 274 in EFG defense, giving up 53.9% from two and 36.2% from three. SMU has got size, a lot of it. They really crush you on the defensive glass, get a lot of second chance opportunities, and their offense has been humming. They're number 25 in the nation in EFG offense the last 30 days, shooting 55.6% from two and also 39.5% from beyond the arc. So the offensive rebounding prowess, their ability to smoke the scoreboard from outside, Syracuse not playing an ounce of defense. I like this to be a little bit faster pace and finish in the 160s. So give me the over at 155.5. And then last, and certainly not least, I am going to go with an under on the very last game on the card tonight. And that is San Diego State at UNLV. So more Mountain West money. You guys know I can't resist a stupid Mountain West. Love betting in that league. Forwards and backwards. I grabbed the total 132.5 this morning. I think it's down to like 130.5 at some of the books. So pretty good CLV for your boy. I would still play it at 130.5, to be honest. San Diego State, number 21 in the country in EFG defense the last 30 days, only giving up 45.6% from two, 31.5% from three, one of the slowest teams in the country as well. Number 307 is Dutch's group and adjusted tempo over that span. UNLV, they're not sprinting. They're not getting sweaty really there on the court. They're number 200 in adjusted tempo over the last 30 days, 318 in EFG offense, but number 5 in the country in EFG defense. So you got two offenses that have been on the struggle bus, more so UNLV than San Diego State, both outstanding defenses, both that relish a half-court orientation and pace. Put all together, it ain't escaping the 120s. I will take the under 132.5. I grab it a minus 110. At that number, I would still play it again. At the present number across BetMGM, DK, FanDuel, I saw it 130.5. All right. We are out of breath and out of time here on the Fade 5 podcast. Do us a favor and drop us a rating and a review at your convenience. Also, Fade or follow us on the X or the Twitter. Lundy, always giving it to you there. At Nate Lundy, I'm doing the same. At Noisy Huevos, check me out on BetMGM tonight. This evening with PJ Glasser in for Ryan Horvath, who's on vacation. 7:11 p.m. Eastern time. It streams right there on the Gaming Juice. You can listen on local Odyssey stations as well. For the handsome and outstanding Nathaniel Lundy, I'm so proud of him, dabbling in college basketball. I'm Brad Evans. Until next time, fade or follow, that is up to you. I love you, Lundy.